Now, it was the spring that changed the world. 5 years ago, COVID-19 began a global pandemic. People told to stay at home, businesses shut, schools and colleges closed, people unable to visit their loved ones in hospitals and nursing homes, unable to have a wake and a funeral for their dead. The impact is still being felt on millions of lives, older people, those living with illness, young people, the business world, all still living with some of the consequences today. 9,500 people are known to have died in the Republic as a result of COVID-19. More than 4,000 died in the north. What lessons have been learned? Would our public health system be ready for another pandemic? Well, our health correspondent Fergal Bowers has been investigating all of this and he joins us now. Fergal, few of us will forget those days and weeks 5 years ago, no matter how much we would like to forget them. Will you remind us how the pandemic came to our shores?
Well, the exact origins of coronavirus, they're not certain, but the first cases appeared in China, apparently from a market in Wuhan in December 2019, and the virus spread from animals to humans. And this was the first, this was the wild type Wuhan strain, and then we got a series of variants of concern. And the first case of coronavirus in Ireland, later renamed COVID-19, was confirmed at the end of February 2020. That involved a man who travelled from northern Italy, and people will remember, I think everyone watched on in horror, at the harrowing scenes in hospitals in northern Italy where its well-funded health system couldn't cope and there weren't enough beds. And we saw severely ill patients dying outside of intensive care. The first death here was reported on the 11th of March 2020 and involved an older woman. And we've had 9,500 deaths here linked to COVID-19 and about 1.7 million cases of infection here over time, some people getting multiple infections. And for some people who've contracted COVID-19, they may go on to have a range of symptoms for weeks or months, even years after the infection has passed. This is called long COVID. And one such woman is 33-year-old Lydia Fisher-Dooley.
Long COVID is a complete turning upside down of your life. I mean, like, just remember, it's an umbrella term, so you can get a number of conditions from it. My conditions present as profound exhaustion. I crash after any cognitive or physical exertion, like I'll crash after this. Veering legs, mobility issues, hand tremors. I had one symptom where it felt like someone was pulling my head out of my skull and it dragged me to the ground and I couldn't get up. So it's been very disruptive in my life. Like, I can't work, I live at home, and I'm housebound.
That's Lydia Fisher-Dooley there, still living with the impact of COVID-19. It was a huge challenge for the health system, wasn't it, Fergal?
Yes, it was unprecedented, and especially in the first year, Ireland, like many other countries, struggled. We didn't have enough surge acute beds or ICU beds, and we had a poorly funded public health surveillance system, but those have been built up over time. At the start of the pandemic, we had 255 ICU beds, really not enough, but a legacy is that there are now 340 ICU beds, more to come by the end of the year. Dr. Colm Henry, the Chief Clinical Officer of the HSE, has been talking to our Southern editor, Pascal Shee, about what we got wrong and what we got right.
One of the things I regret going back is that we weren't able to identify the people we needed to get to quickly because we were operating from a paper-based system. So, for example, when we wanted to identify vulnerable groups or identify particular populations for the vaccine programme, more often than not, we were relying on paper-based learning and we were not able to identify groups at speed that we needed to identify. We need to address that urgently in this country.
And the other side of that question, what did we get right during COVID?
As a society, it was remarkable how well we came together and there was a solidarity. But for the vaccine programme, there was an intent and determination to hunt out every group, especially those most vulnerable groups, people living in residential care settings, homeless people, minority populations, those who had found it difficult to access healthcare.
That's Dr. Colm Henry, Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE. I think it was February 2022 when the Taoiseach, then Taoiseach Micheál Martin, declared an end to the pandemic. In the years since, Fergal, what has been done in the sense of if another pandemic happens, and many medical experts believe it will our health service be any better able to cope?
Well, there will be another pandemic, but we don't know what it will be and when it will occur. The problem with COVID-19 was that before it, experts were expecting a global flu pandemic, but not coronavirus, which was something totally different. Here's Professor Sam McConkie, infectious disease consultant, Beaumont Hospital and Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland.
We looked at closing down schools and creches, many of these things, without a plan for reopening them, without a structured contingency for how and when we'd reopen them. And that turned out to be really difficult. And I feel that perhaps our schools and creches were closed too long because we hadn't made a plan for how to reopen them quickly. I also feel that many of us didn't realise how important masks were at an early stage, and I that was certainly myself included. And I think if we had started masks earlier, it would have also helped.
In relation to the next pandemic, what needs to be done now to prepare for it?
So I'm very happy that our public health system has been substantially strengthened in Ireland since the last 5 years. And I'm hoping that we have really good plans, largely led and based from the public health specialists, in contingency planning for 15 or different 20 types of pandemics that are possible.
And an independent non-statutory COVID-19 evaluation review has been set up by the government. It's going to look at how Ireland handled the pandemic. It's due to report in about 12 to 18 months. People will be looking to that review for a lot of answers.
Fergal, thank you very much indeed. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.